More on Monday evening's Medford School Board meeting with Pat Sullivan.
The board also last night considered whether or not to keep our wellness program. And we had a long discussion on the merits of the wellness program. And in the end, the board decided to keep and go ahead with the current wellness program. We had a update also from Audra Brooks, our business manager, on the ESSER funds. Now, the ESSER funds are federal funds that school districts are receiving, and we received a little over $300,000. And these are funds specifically for COVID-19 expenditure. So we're starting to order things like, thermometers, face masks, cleaning equipment and chemicals. We're looking into plexiglass. We are putting together costs. We've increased our nurses. We were at 1.5 positions. Now we're up to 2 full-time positions for nurses. We can also use this money for technology. Again, if we have families that are wanting their kids to stay home, we're going to need to look into upgrading some technology and spending some money there. The board also decided to continue with the summer meal program. What we are doing right now is we are delivering meals on Tuesday, and all of the families that receive these meals, they get their meal on Tuesday, and that bag of food is for the whole week. So we're going to do it in July, and we're going to continue to do it in August. We updated the board on summer school heading into July and swimming lessons, which is also part of summer school. Just overall, the school facility use starting in July, because that's when schools now are able to allow students to come in. So we have things going on. We are running swimming lessons. We did cancel the really younger kids and their swimming lessons, because we do want to, as best we can, practice social distancing. It's impossible, pretty much impossible to do with the very little kids, because they're just learning, obviously, to swim. But the older kids, where we can separate them in the pool, we are going to run with those. We have other things going on, like tractor safety class, hunter safety class, again, where we can practice social distancing. Fitness center is going to be open. We will be asking the community and that come in to use it to clean the equipment up after they use it, to again maintain social distancing. So all of those things are going July 1. The board was updated on vision insurance. This is something that we are going to provide to our employees at no cost to the district. It's a voluntary program. If you want to, you will pay for it yourself. It's a good benefit for employees who do need that service. Food service prices, we are keeping the prices where they're at. No increase from last year to next year for our students at lunch. We looked at our open enrollment report, and that was approved, and the lion's share of that is students open enrolling to the RVA, which, the RVA is the Medford School District. So those were all approved last night.
Our thanks to Pat Sullivan, Medford School District Administrator.